Okay, now you were the stops, PJ Harvey with Wicked Tongue. And there we had House of Love, Christine, and Charlatans, the only one in Ireland, Depeche Mode. Fair few songs there. But right now, I got on the line Jenna Harden from Unicorn. They were created in a burst of energy in late 2020 with Jenna Harden, Doug May, Ella Munro, and Jessica Harris joining forces to create a dark and moody pop rock band. Unicorn take inspirations for artists such as PJ Harvey, Dresden Dolls, Howlin' Bells, Fiona Apple, and Frugal Salt. Sounds good to me. Singer-songwriter Jenna Harden writes about relationships, lost love, and murky, strange, and uplifting experiences and contradictions of life. Join me on the phone this morning to speak with us about Unicorn's new single, Circles, is vocalist Jenny Harden. Good morning, Jenny. How are you going this morning? Hello? It should have worked. Jenny, can you hear me? Right, got a few. Jenny, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Steve.
That's better. Hello. I can hear you perfectly well. Sorry about that. I think I pressed the wrong button once again. I have a habit of doing those things, you know, that's all right. So I see that you had your single release last week. Last Saturday, was it, at the Aardvark?
We did. And we launched our music video on Tuesday and our single on Thursday last week. We're just really excited to be sharing it around. We filmed the music video at King Carnival down in Mandurah, and it was just a really amazing experience and really pleased with the result.
So it sounds like you've got a hell of a lot happening this last couple of weeks. How you all handling it?
Oh, look, this is what we love to do. We've been really busy. We recorded in January at Blackbird Studio with Dave Parkin, who was absolutely amazing. He really pushed us and got us experimenting with, all sorts of different things. I was singing into the pickup of a Epiphone Casino guitar to get some of the effects, which was really crazy. I didn't want to be singing into a pickup. And then we were really busy getting all the pre-production and production done for the music video as well. Pretty big lead up into the launch, and really exciting to be finally releasing it into the world.
Yeah, it must be pretty exciting, actually, considering really 2020 is only a couple of years, so pretty quick to get the band going and get this record out as well, especially during our last couple of years where everything kind of came to a stop. So pretty well done.
It's definitely been a challenge.
Yeah.
All of us, Doug May's played in The Fuzz and Abbey May and Jess Junes from, Tommy Hawks, Ella Munro in Last Lines, and I played with Jess in Filth Wizard as well. So we've all, a little bit of veterans in the music scene, I guess. So it didn't take us long to pull together a set, and I think we sort of kicked off in March last year. We played 20 shows last year, from June to December, so just about every weekend.
Well, that's pretty impressive. That's very impressive to get that many gigs in such a short period of time. So
yeah, it was pretty hectic, that's for sure. So, it certainly helped us harness our sound and get the vibe and the energy that we were wanting to capture, I guess.
Ah, cool. And so you did the launch, but what's your plans moving forward? Have you got any? Well, you sound like you gig a lot, so I'm assuming that you got some gigs coming up and stuff. So
yeah, we've got a few that we can't announce yet in June, which is really exciting. Supporting some really cool bands, so we're excited about that. And then we're also launching our second single, Cats, which is we're going to be launching at Clancy's on the 1st of July. So and then hopefully we're in discussions with our cinematographer / creative director Dave LeMay about possibly doing a second music video as well. So it's all systems go.
Oh, bloody well, it's like you've only just released one, you're already getting another one. So does that mean there's an EP or an album somewhere down the track pretty shortly?
Oh, absolutely. So we wanted to just sort of obviously as a new band, just get some content out there. So we recorded our first two songs, and then the plan is once we've released these two that we'll go back into the studio and do an EP and, a bit of a tour and more music videos. Just want to, we've got, more than a set worth of songs, so we want to keep definitely keep making the tunes.
Cool. I've got to ask you, but who came up with the name Unicorn?
Oh, this question comes up quite a bit. So Jess June and I, who played in Filth Wizard together, we always just laughed about unicorn horn being the funniest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And we were, you know, brainstorming band names as you do for weeks on end and not going anywhere. And then finally we were like, unicorn horn. And we were like, no, what about just unicorn? And, you know, did a Google search and there's not, you know, the last big unicorn band was in the 70s. So, yeah. And then, you know, all the things you can do with it, there's rainbows. And I think I did actually dress up as a unicorn at one of the shows.
Did you?
Yes, I had like this... like, you know, sparkly suit with a big wig and unicorn horn on it. So, yeah, it certainly lends itself to plenty of fun.
It is, it's an unusual name, but it's a cool name, actually. I'm surprised, like, you know, hasn't been used more often, to be honest, you know. So, because it's quite, you hear it and you'll remember that name, you know what I mean? So it's a really good name for a band, to be honest, you know. It's not one you're going to forget, which is also helpful, you know. So
magical too.
That's it. Magical. Oh, very magical. Just ask my daughter. She's she's mental about unicorns. So
I think every present I've got since the band started has been something about a unicorn. I've got like, unicorn teddies and... Oh, all sorts of things. It's hilarious.
Cool. So, look, probably won't try and keep you on the phone too long, Jenny, but where's your next gig? Have you got one planned in the next few weeks that we can give a bit of a shout-out to?
So our next big gig is the Clancy's 1st of July,
yep.
But we're also supporting Swifts and Riffs, which is at the Indie Bar on the 5th of June as well. So there's
cool.
The next two gigs coming up.
Cool, and the ones you can't tell me about sound like they'll probably be good gigs as well, you know.
I think they will be.
Yeah, I'll have to keep an ear out for those. Well, look, Jay, I really appreciate you giving us a call in this morning. Got to play Circus now, and I'll definitely have a listen out when you release your second song as well, because sounds like you are going to go. The band's going to go really well and do great things. So really appreciate it. Thanks very much, Jenna.
Thank you, Steve. And enjoy the song.
Beautiful. You have a great weekend, eh?
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.